Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Well, we've been talking for a number of weeks. I think Brandon just put up the sixth one. Talking about what it means to believe with the heart. And it's been really good, and I encourage you, if you haven't heard them, to go back and listen to all of them. And it will be a blessing to you, and we've just been taking our time going through. Why don't we just, let's start in Mark 11, 24. We'll start there. Recap a little bit of where we just came from, and then we'll get into what we have for tonight. Mark 11, 24. While you're going there, also turn to Romans 10:10. Those have been kind of our texts. We'll just review those really quick before we go on. Mark 11:24 and Romans 10:10. Actually, we'll go to verse 8. Romans 10, verse 8 first. And we'll go over to Mark. Thank you, Lord. He is good. Romans 10, verse 8, is everybody there? It says, "But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And notice verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes. That's what we've been focusing on. It's with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we've been talking about what it means to believe with our hearts. What does it mean to believe with our spirit man? Our heart is our spirit man. It's our inward man. And we can see here the very clear illustration. And he's talking about salvation. And we know what it means to believe for salvation. Do you see or feel God with your physical senses? Do you see or feel heaven? No, you have to take it by faith. The Word of God said that Jesus died on the cross. I've never been to Israel. I've never seen any of the holy sites. But I believe that Jesus came to this earth as a man, that the Son of the living God came to this earth as a man, and that he was crucified on that cross, that he was buried, and that 3 days later, he rose from the dead, and that he is seated at the right hand of the Father right now. How do I believe that? Do I believe it with my eyes? Do I believe it with my ears, with my senses? No. Do I believe it with my mind? Can my mind wrap around that? No. It's with my heart, my spirit man, faith. When I heard that, somebody preached it to me, I read it in the Word, somehow I heard that, and faith rose up where? Not in my head, not in my hands, in my heart. And then I acted on that. What did he say? He said that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. So you confess it with your mouth, you believe it in your heart, that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's how we got born again. Is that we heard the word and we acted on the word. We confessed it and said, I believe that Jesus is Lord. And not because of anything our physical senses could tell us, not anything our mind could tell us. We believed with our heart, and the greatest miracle that will ever happen occurred. We became born again. And we didn't see anything. And you haven't seen anything to this day, likely. But you believe. Just because you haven't seen it, you still believe that you're going to heaven, that you are a new person on the inside, and that you are right with God, right? But nothing has changed. If you were going by sight, you would have given up a long time ago. If you were going by what you could wrap your mind around, you would have given up. But your heart believes. This is the same way we believe anything with God. Is with, if we can see this, that it's with our heart, and that I, just like I believe Him, even though I can't see Him, even though I believe there's a heaven, even though I can't see it. You know there's a heaven. It's a real place. Have you ever been there? Have you ever seen it? But you believe it. There are people there right now. Right now. They're having a party right now. It's happening right now. We can't see it though. How do we discern that this is true? Because we believe it with a heart. Same thing. And this goes for everything. How do we discern that we're healed when we can't see it and our body actually feels bad? If we're going by our senses, we'll say, not happening. If we go by our mind, we'll say, I don't understand it. But our heart hasn't changed. Our heart believes God's word, just like we believe for salvation, just like you believe heaven is real right now, even though you can't see it. Nobody could talk you out of it. That's the way we get with healing. That's the way we get with anything that God has promised. We said, I can't see it, but it's true. Yeah, but your body, I don't care what my body says. The word says it's true. The word says I'm healed, so I'm healed. When? Now. Now. When are we going to believe it? Now. When we see it? No, that would be going by yourself. When are you going to believe there's a heaven? Put it this way. Did you believe before you saw it? Or did you wait and say, no, I got to see it. I have to see it. If people say, I got to see it, they're going to die and go to hell. When do we have to believe that we receive salvation? Before you see anything, you have to take it. This is the same way it is with anything. We believe before we see it. And so many people are waiting and saying, okay, God, let's turn over to Mark 11:23-24, the other scripture I told you to find. I lost my place. I stayed in Romans. I couldn't hold my finger in there. We're recapping, but we're trying to get everybody at least somewhat on the same page before we go forward. I encourage you to go back and listen to them. Just let your heart receive it. Mark 11:24. It says, therefore I say to you, everybody there, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. Believe that you take them. Believe that they're yours and you say, I receive them. It didn't say believe that they're there. It says believe that you receive them. What does that mean? We talked about this before. When you order something from Amazon or any online store, you take it then and it's going to show up. But you took it at that point. This is what we're saying. When we take something from God, we're saying, I take it now. I have it now. But you don't see it. That's immaterial because I'm taking it with my heart. My heart acts on what the Word of God says. It's not moved by what it sees. It's not moved by what it feels because it doesn't have those senses. Those are in my physical body. So just like I'm not moved out of salvation because I can't see it, I am not moved out of what I believe God for. If I take it, I believe that I have it now. And I act like it now. We don't go around moping saying, well, I prayed for salvation, but I just don't know. I don't know if I'm saved yet. I don't know if God heard my prayer. Well, why? Because I can't see heaven yet. I don't see. Well, you don't want to see heaven yet. I don't want to see heaven for a while. I'll see heaven at the right time. But so many people will say, I prayed, but I don't see it. And if I don't see it, then I guess my prayer didn't work. Well, if we use that criteria and that standard with salvation, nobody would ever be saved, or you would turn your back on it. And some people, get this, Some people, when they pray, even for salvation, are looking to feel something different, and even salvation. If they don't feel something different, they don't think they're saved. Did you hear me? How are they determining if they're saved? By the word? No, by what they feel. It has nothing to do with whether we're saved or not. It has everything to do with, do I believe the word? And this is the same thing that people do with healing. This is the same thing that people do with anything they're believing God for. They pray, and then to determine if God heard them, they look at their circumstances. And if they don't see a change, they think the prayer didn't work. That's not how we determine whether the prayer worked. We believe God before we see anything change. We believe Him now. Now notice what it says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them. When are we going to believe? When we pray. A week afterwards? 2 weeks afterwards? When I feel better? No, now. What am I doing? I'm placing my order. I said, God, I'll take that now. What are we taking it with? Our heart. We're saying, I believe. Just like salvation. If somebody walked in here and you gave them the gospel, would you say, you know, I can't pray with you now. You can't receive now. Just go home and we'll see if you feel more like praying next week. No, you would say, do it now. Don't waste another minute, because you don't know, if this is a sinner, you don't know what's going to happen out there. You don't want to be hit by a car on the way home and go to hell. You would say, take it now. Now, would you expect them to get it now? Do you think they'd be born again now? Or do you think they'd pray now and it would show up next week? No, you'd say, they're going to take it now. So we believe and we take it now, and then we're not moved by anything we see. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So if we receive it now, then we will have. When do we believe? Now. Do we believe we have it when we see it? No, we believe it now, before we see it. Before we see it. Now. That means we believe it and we take it with our heart now, and we act. If somebody asks you, you don't owe anybody a report, okay? You don't owe anybody a report. Some people say, well, how do you feel? You look like you don't feel very good today. You look like you're hurting today. Oh, are you sure? You don't owe anybody a report. You don't owe anybody a report. Did you hear me? That gets you back. Well, how do you feel? What's that saying? Look, see, feel. It's not working, or what? It's trying to get you into the sense realm. But that's not where faith is. If we were again, because we understand this, if we were again, and people do this, to do that same thing with salvation, and people do this, unbelievers, they say, where is God? Show Him to me. Prove it. If He's God, He should be able to prove it. Tell Him to do something right now. God does not have to prove Himself. No, He doesn't. But that's what the devil come and say, you're healed? Prove it. Where's your healing? You can't see it. That's when we say, Mr. Devil, get out of here. I'm healed. Why? Because the Word of God says it, and I'm not going to be moved by what my body does or doesn't do. Don't get moved when your body gets better and say, oh, get this. You pray, and then something starts to change for the better, and if you say, oh, it's working, I feel better, you're actually walking by sight. And you can get into the natural then and drop your faith, starting to sing, oh, it's working. Where are you looking to determine if it's working? How you feel. That's walking by sight. Because the next minute, it could start to get worse, and now, what, it's not working? No, it's not. You see, where is our faith at then? Sometimes we think we're walking by faith, but we're walking by sight. It doesn't matter if it looks good, doesn't matter if it looks bad. God, I'm healed, period. I'm healed. I took it. I ordered it. It's mine now. Well, it doesn't look like it, but I have it. It doesn't look like it, but I have it. I don't understand it, but I have it. Why? Because I believe. Just like I know that I'm a Christian, I know I'm healed because His Word says it. That's it. That settles it. I'm healed. Well, it doesn't look like it. I'm healed. And I'm going to act healed. That doesn't mean you have to go do something and try to make it happen. Faith is of the heart. If you don't have it in your heart, don't do it. Some people try to act, well, if I'm healed, I should act like this. I should act like this. It comes from your heart. God will prompt you. And if He tells you to do something and says, you know, you don't need that anymore, and it's from your heart, then you act on that and said, I don't need that anymore. What are you acting on? What He's told you? That's acting in faith. But when you just think up something, or somebody says, well, then you ought to do this, you ought to throw your medication away, or you ought to do that. If God didn't tell you, you're not acting in faith. You might have gotten an idea, or somebody else is doing it. Don't go by what somebody else did. We're believing. If we say, I'm standing, I'm believing God, then we ought to be believing something. If He told us we're healed, He'll tell you, then you act on it, but He'll also tell you how to walk out that healing. Don't do what somebody else said. Don't do what somebody else did. He'll take steps and He'll say, now do this. And He knows where our faith is at. And He knows what we can believe. Don't start comparing things with somebody else and say, oh, I have to do this or I'm not spiritual. Don't do that. Say, God, what do I need to do? You know me. You know what I can believe. What should I do now? And He'll prompt you and He'll lead you and you act on that. And it may be a little bit and you say, okay, God, yeah, I can believe that. And it may seem really small, but you believe that. Keith Moore tells the story. He was in the hospital with this man, and he could tell the man did not have faith just to walk out of there. He's just going to believe for his complete healing. So he said, "Can you believe this? Can we believe today that the symptoms won't get any worse tomorrow? When we come in tomorrow, it won't be any worse." The man looked at him. He said, "Yeah, I can believe that." And he knew, he could see that faith was there. That's what he could believe. So he said, all right, let's agree. And they joined hands and they agreed that the symptoms wouldn't, that the condition would not be any worse tomorrow. Now that seemed, a lot of people would say, oh, that's just too low. You better be careful. I'd rather hit the target shooting where I can hit than just be shooting way down there and never hit anything. This is, our faith is like a muscle. We exercise it. You don't start out, you know, bench pressing 400 pounds. Nobody I know of does. You're liable to die that way. You don't have a spotter and they drop that weight, it's going to go right through you. 400 pounds on a bar like that. No, you start out with something smaller. Well, if your faith, wherever your faith is, believe God there. If He's telling you something, act on it. And so the guy, they believed. Guess what? He came in the next day and said, how you doing? No worse. Now, he looked at him and said, well, do you think we could believe? Do you think you could believe that tomorrow will be a little bit better? The guy looked at him and said, yeah, I believe that. So they joined hand and they said, God, we believe, we receive that this is going to be a little bit better. Guess what? Came in. And it was a little bit better. And then he was like, the guy took over for him and said, I think we can believe a whole lot better tomorrow. And he just skipped. And he went, see, his faith is charged now. It's quickened. He's saying, this is working. I'm ready. Now he's ready. Now he said, let's believe this. And they got it. Pretty soon the guy was all well. But how are we believing? Not by what we see. By our heart. By our heart. Your heart is not moved by anything it sees because it doesn't have the physical senses. Our body has the physical senses. Our mind, this is all in this realm. Your heart is only moved by the Word of God, and that doesn't change. So if that doesn't change, the Word of God doesn't change, and your body changes, it doesn't matter. Your heart still says, doesn't make any difference to me. I woke up this morning, I'm still saved. Well, I don't feel saved today. Does that change anything? I woke up today and it was cloudy. And I just felt like I didn't want to get out of bed. Feel a little depressed. I guess I must not be saved. You would say, oh, no, that's not true. You're saved. And you would give me scriptures. Well, I woke up this morning and my body hurt. I guess I'm not healed. No, it's the same thing. See, we put them together because we're believing for healing, and then we say, oh, it's not working because it's in that area. But really, they're not connected. We have to disconnect them in our minds. Disconnect them and say, it doesn't matter what I see, I'm still healed. I'm still healed. Lord, I just thank you that I'm healed and whole. Because the enemy will push you, and he'll try to get you to say, oh, guess it didn't work. And then that's when you've basically acknowledged it and you've said it doesn't work and you've backed away from it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's turn over to Matthew 4:4. Wait a minute, before you go. We finished that verse, right? Okay. Believe that you receive them and you will have them. We believe now. Let's turn over to Matthew 4:4. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 4:4. It says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The Word of God is spiritual food to our heart, just like natural food is to our body. And as we meditate and as we take in the Word, read the Word, meditate on it, what's happening is your spirit is getting strong. Right now, this is happening. The Word is going forth. The anointed Word of God is being deposited in your heart, and faith is rising up in your heart. Can you tell that? Faith is being quickened in your heart right now. Your faith level is higher now than when you walked in this room. Right now, your inner man is being built up. It's feeling strong. It's nourished. Why? Because the Word of God is food to our heart, our spirit man, just like natural food is to our natural man. When you have a good meal and you feel and you're nourished and you continually have good meals, you feel strong and healthy. If you feed on junk food all the time, you start to feel weak. When we are believing for healing, or we need healing in our body, we need to just pump ourselves full of the Word of God. You listen to it. You have it playing. You have good music playing when you're not listening to just to teaching tapes. You just keep it so that it is pumping in you. So that why? Your heart is strong. Your inward man is strong because you're, especially in the areas like healing, where your body is going to talk to you. Your body is trying to tell you, you aren't healed. Your body, your symptoms are saying it's not working. Your heart believes it is. So your heart and your spirit man needs to override anything that your body is going to tell it. How does it get the strength to do that? The Word of God. And if things, it doesn't seem to click, it doesn't seem to, I'm trying. No, we said this. The Word is not naturally discerned. Go back and listen to these if you haven't. We don't have time to go over all of them. The Word is not naturally discerned. It's spiritually discerned. It's not something you try to figure out. It's something in our heart that we believe. So we take it with our heart and say, it's mine. I don't care what it looks like out here. It's mine now. But your body will scream at you and say it's not. Have you noticed when you don't get enough sleep that you're more apt to be touchy and fretful, and something in your body that normally wouldn't bug you sets you off? You notice how when people are tired, they can be really cranky? That something in their body, they don't feel good, and they're just like, so easily. Children, when they haven't had enough sleep and they don't know how to control themselves like adults should, not always do, but you look at them and they're just like, and you know, you're tired, go to bed. You're either tired or hungry or a combination of both. The world is not falling. The sky is not falling. You know, it's like right before bed, oh, but daddy, love it. No, you just need to go to sleep. Your emotions are getting the better of you right now, right? Well, sometimes we're like that. We're tired, and our body's hurting, and we're just like, yeah, but it doesn't, got it. Just, you need to go to sleep. You need to get something to eat. Well, spiritually, we can be like that. We're not built up. We're weak. And then you're just like, I just can't see anything. Where's God? You know what that's a sign of? You're weak inside. How do we cure that? We take our eyes off all this stuff and we just put it smack dab in the Word. And we say, God, I'm just going to pump that stuff in. You just put the Word, nozzle of the Word in your ear and you just keep pumping it. And you just keep pumping it. And you just keep pumping it. How do you know when you're full? Let me ask you a question. If I went down to the gas station, and you can't do this in Massachusetts because they don't let you hold the thing on. But at a normal place, a normal state, if I put that thing on and it kicks off anyway, but let's say even if it didn't kick off, if I put that gas nozzle in my car and held it, even if it didn't kick off, how would I know that it was full? It would start kicking out what? The mouth. It would start kicking out that opening. When you're full, it will start coming back out you. You will start saying, you'll see something say, yeah, but God said I'm healed. Yeah, but God said I'm overcoming. I don't care what it looks like. It'll start coming out of you. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Don't try to, if you're just trying to say the right thing all the time and trying to change your words and try, a lot of times you're not full enough inside. You just keep filling up on the Word and keep it there. And as you meditate on the Word and focus on the Word, God is quickening and your spirit is getting strong and you just get to where, yes, I believe it. I don't care what I see. You got to change. You will change. I believe it. I have it now. It's mine, period. Mine. When? Now. When I see it? No, now. Now. Now I have it. Don't have to wait. We wait too long, we're going to be gone. All of us are going to be dead eventually. And you think of the people. Jesus was here 2,000 years ago. He already bought and paid for it. How many people have lived out their lives in that time? We don't have to wait. Devil tries to push you and say, you have to wait. You just don't. You're not there. No, we have it now. I can believe it. Believe him now. I don't have to wait. But as we meditate on the Word, our hearts become full and we're assured of the Word and we say, yes, that's mine. Yes, that's mine. And we just keep going through and we say, no, 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 it's mine. I don't care what the symptoms look like. It's mine. That's believing with the heart. That's belief. You take it with your heart and you say, it's mine. Mind, shut up. Body, shut up. I'm healed now. Yeah, but you don't feel like it. It doesn't matter what I feel like. The Word of God's true and I have it. I have it. I have it. And then as He leads you, you act on the Word. Thank you, Lord. Just keep acting on the Word. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Just going to quote this, Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Thank you, Lord. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. with all your heart. Don't look at your own understanding. Don't look at what you can see. Don't look at what you can understand with your mind. You look at what God says. Trust Him with all your heart. Some people practice this in reverse. They trust in their own understanding and they don't lean onto their own heart at all. They trust in their own understanding and they don't lean on what on believing God on the inside at all. But if we'll just keep looking to Him, if we'll just keep looking to Him and putting the Word in, we'll see ourselves get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. We don't acknowledge anything that's contradictory to the Word. Believe the Word. We trust in the Lord with all our heart. Don't lean on our own understanding. Don't lean and look at something that is contradictory or something that we can't understand. We just look at what the Word says and we trust in Him. It says, in all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. Thank you, Lord. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians 10. Second Corinthians 10, verse 4. Second Corinthians 10, verse 4. Says, this is a similar verse to what we just read in Proverbs in the New Testament. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Let's read that again. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We cast down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What would that be? So if you know that the Word of God tells you that you are healed, and your body, you have a thought that says, you're not healed, look at your body. What do we need to do? We need to cast that down and say, nope, that's not God. No, I am. No, I am. Nope, I took it, it's mine. Yeah, but look at it. Yeah, but feel. Yeah, but what does the doctor say? Yeah, see, all those things are things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And we just need to cast them down. If we are healed now, then anything that contradicts that with our mind, with our body, we say, no, nope, nope, nope. I'm not going to look at that. Nope, He already provided my healing. I took it. Therefore, I'm healed. Because your body will try to scream at you and tell you, nope, you don't have it. Nope, you don't have it. You might as well give up. It's not working. So many people, they go and they get prayed for. And then they'll go back and they'll get prayed for again. There's nothing wrong with going back to get prayed for again if you need to get prayed for again. But people will do this over and over and over. And what are they waiting for? They're waiting to see that something has changed before they believe it. If we really believed, how many times, now, you may have, well, let me ask you this. How many times have you prayed for salvation? Now, your answer may be more than one, but that was only because you somehow got, you didn't really believe it. You got talked out of it. You got you. Something told you, well, I don't know if I've been really saved, so I better do it again. But if you believed that you were saved, you don't need to keep believe. You don't need to keep praying, do you? No, you got it. That's it. It's the same thing with anything else with God. If we believe, we say, Lord, I see this. I see it in your word. I have it. Now, believe it needs to be in your heart and not in your head. We've talked about that some of the how do you know when it's in your heart and not in your head? A good way is when you look, if you start to say, I don't understand, I don't see it, I thought it worked, you can see that you understood what was being said. You said, okay, I'll try that. I see how the process works. I just have to do this and then this will happen. But when we believe with our heart apart, when we understand what's going on, just like when we believe for salvation, we say, nope, I'm taking that. It's mine. I don't care. I don't have to understand it with my mind. It's mine now. I have it. That's it. And I'm going to hold on. Yeah, and then when this is how you can differentiate the two. When something happens that contradicts it, you don't say, well, I guess it just didn't work. Why didn't it work? You say, nope, that doesn't matter. No, and you cast that down and say, God's word is still true. What are you believing with? You know you're not believing with your senses at that point. You know you're not believing with your mind. You're believing with your heart. Because it's not moved by what it sees or feels. The same way as salvation. Now, I want to read you an account. I'm just going to read it to you because there's a lot of good details in this. This is very, just let your heart receive it. If you know, just listen with your heart. Don't try to take too many notes or anything. Just listen. If you need to get the tape, you can write it down. But just listen with your heart. Now, this is an account. Brother Hagin, we've heard how he came off the bed of sickness. This is an account of some what he went through around that time. Because you can get the picture. He got up. That was it. Hallelujah. But he walked through some things, and this will give us a picture of what we need to do and what we need to take a hold of and how we walk with our heart and cast down imaginations. He says, I remember when I came off the bed of sickness and I went back to high school. So he was, I think he was 17, 16, 17. And he was able to get off. He could not hardly walk. I mean, he couldn't walk at all. He was mostly paralyzed. And he believed, he received, he saw the light of this scripture. And he got out of bed and God said, now you believe you're healed. Now you believe that you're healed. And he said, well, people ought to be up at this time in the morning. It was like 10:30 or something. So he got out of bed. And he said he swung his feet, his legs over off the bed onto the floor. And he said they hit the floor just like wood would. Because that they didn't have any feeling. Just like, boom. And he pulled himself up and stood up. And then he said that he just felt like heat come down his head, start there and just come down. And then there was just tingling in his legs. He could start to feel his legs and he could start walking. But there was a process. He was challenged and he was pushed. And he had to stand just like where his physical senses didn't tell him he was healed. He says, I remember when I came off the bed of sickness and went back to high school. I was just as tall as I am now and only weighed 89 pounds. And Brother Hagin's pretty, he wasn't short, but he only weighed 89 pounds, so he had withered away pretty good. They called me a walking skeleton. One day, the principal of my school called me into his office and said, do you think you should be coming to school? All the women teachers are just scared to death that you're going to fall down dead in the classroom. They have called your doctor and he has told them, yes, that's just what he will do. Because now he was partially paralyzed, mostly paralyzed. His heart, he had always had a heart problem. And if he did too much, he would turn black and blue and just pass out. He would be in school and people would be making fun of him, you know, trying to get him to come in and do stuff with them and play games and stuff. And he couldn't do it. And so he would try. Sometimes he would try to get in a fight with them, and he would go and he would just work himself up and he would just pass out. He'd turn black and blue all over. He'd wake up. And so he just learned he couldn't do that. He would run away from people and all this. But so his heart was very much, it was weak. He couldn't do much. And then on top of that, he had a blood disease that his blood looked orange and it wasn't right and it wasn't working well either. So they're saying, these people had seen him before. And so they're saying, they've called your doctor and he told them, yes, that's just what he'll do. He'll keel over and die. And that is just frightening them to death. In fact, I called the doctor myself. This is the principal. And the doctor said, you didn't have any business walking 2 miles to school and climbing steps. He said you were just up by willpower and that he would give you 90 days at the most to live. So do you suppose you ought to be coming to school? I said, Mr. Smart, I'm not up by willpower. I'm up and I'm going by faith. And I told him what the Lord Jesus Christ said to me when he was on earth, or said when he was on earth, as recorded in Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. I didn't argue with him about divine healing. I just talked about prayer and faith. I continued, Mr. Smart, I believe that I have received healing for my heart and my body, and I'm not walking by willpower, I'm walking by faith. Now notice what's going on. Does he feel completely right? No. And do you know, that man began to weep, and he said, son, if that is what you're doing, I wouldn't stand in your way a minute. I don't understand it myself. But if you want to come to school, you just come on. I'll just talk to these teachers and they'll have to do the best they can. I said, I believe I have received my healing. I believe I have what I prayed for. Notice, he took it. Does he have all the manifestation when he's saying this? No. No, but he believes it now. I have it now. Now notice what this next few parts. Well, son, he said, I wouldn't put one stone in your way. I phoned your mother and asked her if she should take you out, and she told me the same thing. She said, no, Mr. Smart, he is not up by willpower. He's walking by faith, and his faith will hold out. I said, it will, sir. He didn't realize it, but immediately he played right into the hands of the enemy himself. He did put some stones in my way. He said, I'm going to talk to all of your teachers, and any time you want to, you can go out of class for a breath of fresh air or for a drink of water, or you can just come, or you can just get up and go home if you want to. I give you permission ahead of time. Just don't ask anyone anything. Just do what you feel like doing. Oh, he made it so easy to fail. But you know, if I had missed one class, if I had failed to climb those steps to the schoolhouse just one time, I would have been admitting failure and been acting in doubt, and my faith wouldn't have held out. So I didn't. Now, I will say this. Don't get into legalism with what he just said. If you doubt, you treat it like anything else. And you say, God, I allowed myself to doubt. And you get right back up and say, Lord, I acknowledge that. Please forgive me for that. And pick it right up and go on. Okay? There is mercy and grace. And you can go right back. You don't have to be perfect. Okay? You just get right back up. Don't let the devil say, oh, you're not going to get it now. There's no way you're going to get it now. You messed up. You just say, Lord, I did mess up. You're right about that. Just acknowledge that. I messed up. I blew it. Lord, forgive me for that. Thank God I'm clean. Now you just get right back up and go on. Don't ever get into legalism. Don't you get sidetracked. Don't let the devil push you off. But notice what he's saying. He's saying, I'm not going to admit. If I would have said, now, if you say, I can't do it today, I'm just going to stay at home. Now you're opening the door. You're saying, I just can't do it. I'm back. And now you can get up from that, but you're backtracking at this point. You're entertaining the thoughts of, well, I guess I just can't do it. I'll just stay at home. What are you acting on at that point? You're what you feel. And the more we yield to that, the harder it is to act in faith. This is the same in every area. If you just act on what you believe rather than what you feel something coming on. The devil will say, you already have it. You have some symptoms of something. The devil will say, well, you already have it. It's too late. And he'll give you a picture of what's going to happen to you. Laid up in bed 3-4 days from now. You're just going to be all sick. You already have it. What we need to say is, no, you take care of it. You do what you need to do. You take authority of it. You curse that thing. You command it to get out of your body. You receive healing for anything that's already been damaged. You just receive complete and total restoration. You tell your body to line up with the Word of God and for it to work. And now you go on, and regardless of what you feel, you say, no, I'm healed. Yeah, but you're going to be laid up in bed. You already have it. No, I don't care what it looks like. I'm healed. And you go on by what you believe rather than what you see. Because if you go by, well, I already have it. Well, what are you saying? You're going by your feelings, not going by what the Word of God says. So we just read this. I'll read this paragraph again to get us back on track. He said, "Oh, he made it so easy to fail," and people will do this. They don't know any better out of ignorance. Oh, you poor thing, you ought to be in bed. Well, we don't need to be rude to people, but if we believe we're well, we need to act on it. We need to act on it and act like it's true. He said, but you know, if I had missed one class, if I had failed to climb those steps to the schoolhouse just one time, I would have been admitting failure and been acting in doubt. My faith wouldn't have held out. So I didn't miss one class. And I tell you, as weak as I was, by the time those afternoon classes came around, it would have been easy to miss classes, but I never missed one. Notice that. See, it wasn't a cakewalk. It wasn't like, oh, well, you know, well, he just got it. Sometimes you're facing certain things, and you need to know that I believe this in spite of what I feel like. And I have it now in spite of what I feel like, in spite of what I see. He said, I had my worst struggles and my hardest battles in the nighttime. Whether you realize it or not, the devil is a good mathematician. After I would go to bed at night, the devil would say, you've got just so many days left, boy. Remember what the doctor said, only 90 days. Every night the devil would tell me how many more days I had left. And I would struggle sometimes in the nighttime for hours, casting down imaginations, and that is not always easy. I remember one time I don't think I slept over an hour all night for fighting the good fight of faith. What's he doing? He's casting down arguments. Things, have you ever been there? Things are yelling at him saying, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're not going to make it tomorrow. You only have this many days left. And what do you have to do? No, the Word of God says I'm healed. I've believed. I've received my healing. It's mine. Sure doesn't look like it. Sure doesn't look like it. This is called the good fight of faith here. But thank God it can be done by casting down reasonings and every high thing that exalts itself against the Word of God, and by bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of the Word, for Christ is the Word. And so in the nighttime, I would begin to think in line with what God's Word says. I would say, now, Mr. Devil, I appreciate my doctor. I appreciate him highly. I appreciate him more than any of the other five doctors. He came to my house one day and sat down by my bedside and told me the truth. He said there wasn't anything he or any other doctor could do unless a higher power intervened. Actually, it isn't a matter of a higher power intervening. It is a matter of a person believing God. My doctor had told me to go down the middle of the road and stay ready to go. I appreciated him for being frank with me and for telling me the truth. So I said to the devil, I appreciate my doctor and all he's done for me. He never charged us a penny, and he would he would come whenever my family would call him. But I'm walking in the light of the Word, and the Word says God has heard me, and the Word says I'm healed. The Word says I have my healing, and I believe the Word. The Word's got to be superior to every other thing. Everything. Everything. Not what somebody says, not what we feel. We say, God said it, I believed it, I've acted on it, so I have it. And you're not taking it away. I have it. I have it now. Before I see it, I have it. I'm not letting anybody take it away from me. I have it. Thank you, Lord. And then Hebrews 4:3. Let's turn over there. We'll in closing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hebrews 4:3. It says, for we who have believed do enter that rest. As he has said, so I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. We who have believed do enter the rest. Do enter the rest. So he said it, if you go back to the previous verse, it says, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest. When we've believed God, we say, see, this is the good fight of faith right here. We fight to stay in the rest of believing God. See, if you notice what Brother Hagin was doing that whole night, Satan is coming at him trying to say, you're going to die. And what's he has to do? He has to cast down the thoughts and say, no, I'm not. I am believing God. I have my healing, and I'm staying right here. And then another thought comes. No, but you're going to die. You only have 20 days left. You heard what the doctor says, said, and you have to say, no, no. God said that I'm healed. I've received it. Therefore, I am healed. And I'm just going to rest in that. And the thought will come again. No. And as many times as the thoughts come, you say, no, I have it. I'm staying here. What are those thoughts trying to do? Trying to get you out of the rest. Trying to get you out of faith. Trying to get you to see and feel and say, oh, come back over into this realm and say, no, I guess it doesn't work. Why would you say that? Because you're going by what you see. That'd be like somebody casting off their salvation. Say, I guess I'm not born again. I don't see it. Never seen heaven. So forget it. No, we don't go by what we see. We go only by what the Word says, only by what we believe. Like Smith Wigglesworth used to say, I don't go by what I see, I don't go by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see, not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe. Only by what I believe. And the Word of God doesn't change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.